What's up, y'all? It's your girl, my vet, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Listen, it's 2:26 in the morning. Y'all, I laid down about, 10:30-ish, somewhere around that time. Call myself gonna go to sleep. Believing I'm gonna go to sleep, because you know your eyes feel all tired, so you're like ready to go to bed, ready to close your eyes, ready to go to sleep. And I could not sleep. So around 12-ish, 1 something, I think, I was just like, let me get up, let me write a little bit and review my New Year's Eve resolutions. This is the first year I've made resolutions. And so I'm just trying to make sure that I'm sticking to them. So I looked and I saw where I've made some progress. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, girl, you need to go to bed. You got to get up at 5:30. You turn your lights off. You try to go to sleep. But you still can't go to sleep. Mind just racing. And the crazy thing about it is I'm not thinking about nothing. Like, it's stupid. I got my nails done for my birthday. And I'm sitting here like, do I want to keep these nails? Do I want to take them off? Because I have not rocked nails in a very long time. So, it's like, I don't know what to do. Because I was getting just the dip powder. So, when my nails were long back in the day, when dip came out, it was because I was wearing dip all the time, but I was wearing my own nails. So now with these nails, it's hard to work with. It's just hard. It's like, I can't even type because of these damn nails. So I was thinking about that. I'm thinking about, I got to get up at 5:30. I'm thinking about, like I said, my New Year's resolutions, if I've been making progress. Like, I gotta hit that gym because I ain't been to the gym in like 2 weeks. Crazy. I can't believe I didn't go last week. So I'm thinking about that, and it's a lot of nothing. You know, so I said, let me come out here and do a podcast, scrolling through Instagram, and I'm just seeing things that make me think about what has been going on in my personal life, what's been going on at work, making sure I'm making the right moves, making sure I'm trying to stay obedient to God, to the word. And let me tell you, it's hard AF to just try to stay obedient and just listening and making sure you moving the right way. And I'm gonna just say, since January I've stumbled, but it's about getting back up and getting back on that path. And it's just, Jesus, it's hard. So I be at work like, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because one of the things that I'm really, 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 really trying to do this year is be obedient in all aspects of my life. And when they say that walk is the difficult one, they ain't never lied. It's very difficult. And when things don't turn out the way that you thought they would, you're wondering like, what the heck? You know, I've been doing everything. I've been obedient. I've been this. And so when it doesn't turn out, you're like, what in the world did I do wrong? You know, and then you're like, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was, but I know for sure that I'm better than X, Y, or Z. But you can't really subscribe to that mentality. You got to just know what God has for you is for you. You know, so whatever door he closes, That means he just, that just wasn't for you. But anyway, so those are things that I've been thinking about. Thinking about a conversation that I recently had with an old friend who made me think about some things too. Just like life in general and just being true to you, to your authentic self. And sometimes when things don't go right, you question who you are. But you just got to know that no matter what, as long as you continue to stay true to you, true to the person God made you to be, true to the purpose He set for your life each and every day, then hey, you doing it. You are out here living your best life to the fullest. And don't let nobody tell you different. So, yeah, so those are some of the things that I've been thinking about and thought I'd share that because you never know that just staying true to you, living your best life, making sure you're obedient, not letting anybody knock you off your path. And even if you do veer to the left or the right, knowing that you can come back, that's what's important. Like, you can get back on that straight and narrow. No matter what. No matter what. But anyway, just thought I'd come out here and share that for a few minutes. I am going to try to turn these lights out once again. I was going to read, but I didn't even get to that. Because, like I said, I just start writing and I just start thinking about stuff and putting it down and trying to make a good use of this time that I'm up, because I know I'm up for a reason. I may not know what that reasoning is, but I know I'm up for a reason. Excuse me, didn't mean to yawn on you, but like I said, it's 2:33 now in the morning. I need to get some rest. So that's what I'm going to do. Knowing that, yeah, what God has for you is for you. But you got to trust. You got to believe. That's it. Trust, believe. That faith of a mustard seed. Period. You heard me? Period. But anyways, y'all have a good day today, okay? Whenever you listen to this, it was meant for you to listen. Just, you know, have a good day. Be true to you, no matter what. And stay on that path. Seek God. It may be difficult sometimes, but go back to what you know. And if that's the word, then that's what you go back to, because it will never steer you wrong. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter how bleak it may feel or it may seem, no matter what people are saying, no matter what, the word will never steer you wrong. You just gotta move in silence sometimes, you know? And you got to trust God and take Him at His word. Period. But I'm going to leave that right there for y'all. And you know what? Listen, that was for me too. For real. That was for me too. So y'all have a good week. I'll probably come back out here this week, because I know I said I was going to talk about my gallbladder, that procedure. And I know I said I was going to tell you about my dog, because I got a mini golden doodle. So I may come back out here this week, try to make a good use of my time. And walk in my truth. That's the thing for this week. Walk in your truth. Okay. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Walk in your truth. Your truth. Nobody else's. Your truth. Okay. You got this. Have a great week. Be blessed. And may God continue to give you new grace and mercies every single day. Stay healthy. Listen, I forgot what I say. Lord have mercy on my soul. Stay healthy, okay? Stay safe. And as always, activate your faith. That part I didn't forget. You know, the activate your faith. Didn't forget that. I just couldn't remember the stay healthy and stay safe part. But that's all right. It's 2:36 in the morning. My mind. But anyway, stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.